All right. I'm glad to have the opportunity to talk to the accused in the so-called Louis 71 court case. The Louis 71 is a house in the east of Leipzig, the Ludwigstraße 71, and it was occupied for about 2 weeks back in August 2020. And short time ago, the court case or the trial took place. We already talked a little bit about it in our radio show, and as I said, now I have the opportunity to talk to the two accused in the trial, and hello.
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 So maybe you can, like, first of all, briefly explain a little bit about how was the situation, if you heard about it. Like, you were arrested in the surroundings of the house after the eviction, but maybe you heard about what happened during these 2 weeks and what was the idea of the occupation.
Okay, let's start with the time during the occupation. I heard that the people wanted a free space to communicate, to get together, to connect with each other. And this was the idea of the Louis 71. And I think it was the main goal to get a place where everyone could hang, where things could be planned and stuff like this. And yes, we were taken in the surroundings. Yeah, maybe you want to continue.
In front of the Louis 71 or Louis 71, there was like an ongoing kind of like a festival every evening. Like, there were bands, there were lectures, there were just people having fun with each other. So that was new to the neighborhood in some ways, because there were spots, but that was like a central spot for like almost 2 weeks. And yes.
So it seems it was a quite nice symbol or action, direct action, not only symbolic action against gentrification in the neighborhood, in the so-called IC Kiez in the east of Leipzig. So as you were arrested in the surroundings of the house, maybe we gonna talk a little bit about the situation. How was the arrest? What's the accusation, or what was the accusation? How did they kind of justify their measures they took against you?
This is something I ask myself a lot. they took us from the street and asked us what we were doing. And I think we went quiet really fast. So then they took us to the Gesa. It's like at the police station, and they took our ID, they took pictures, they took our DNA, and measured our body, our ears. And I think it's a bit harsh for trespassing. It's something every child does when a ball falls into the neighbor's garden.
Yes, like, I was actually very surprised by these harsh matters. I couldn't believe it in the first moment, so why I would have to give up my DNA. Like, it's always bad to be forced to give up the DNA, but like, that was very surprising for me. And I think, like, you have to see this in the context of, like, in Leipzig, the very big wave of repression in the last years. So they want to take the DNA of everybody who's considered leftist or anarchist or autonomous or something. Yes. So they took the chance and just went with it.
Okay, so the accusation was basically domestic disturbance. And but not only to talk about the, like, the repression, was there kind of answer of the movement or of the, like, supporters of the Louis 71 against the eviction, or maybe also in solidarity with you as the accused in this trial?
Yes, actually, there was a big response from, like, the neighborhood and, like, the people from the political scene, because, like, there was an ongoing struggle against gentrification in Leipzig, like, because the gentrification got very worse in, like, the past 5-10 years or something. So, like, it was at the peak of some like a hate against the rising prices for housing. So like the people were very angry, and like the next day after the eviction there was a big demonstration. Like it was spontaneous, like the people just took to the streets in a self-active way and like battled with the cops for hours, and like a lot of people of the neighborhood just joined in, and like there was state of uncontrollability like for hours. Like it's not very common in Germany. Yes. That was like, as accused people, like we were then just in the neighborhood the next day, and we're like very, that we felt like solidarity. Like, yes, that was very nice.
And there also were a lot of solidarity actions and like people squatted houses in different parts of the city. And I think Louis got squatted again the next evening. It was kind of funny to see. Yeah, and I think we got lots of messages from all over the world saying stay strong and stuff like that. Yeah, it was nice.
That sounds quite cool. Maybe that was also something what motivated you to like take the decision to have a kind of political trial, or to use the trial for some political statement, as I read. Yeah, maybe you tell a little bit about, there were several things carried out before the trial then as well. As I read, there was a street festival in front of the house and something. And yeah, was there like the attempt to use this trial for the political issue? And yeah, maybe you can tell something about your thoughts on that.
Yes, yeah, actually, yeah, that it was the plan, because like we saw that the action like provoked such a reaction, or like was like a lot of people felt the same about like gentrification and like the necessity of like you know, rooms for free association and stuff. So we tried to do a street festival that was quite nice, like to hang around for like people of the scene, or like friends from the neighborhood. And then we tried to like use the theater of court for like our advantage, and like we're able to at least tell them in some way like how we feel about it. And there was a lot of support. That was nice. Like there was a lot of people that were in the court, like outside. So that was like another moment of solidarity, and we felt like we weren't alone with the repression. So it was really worth it to like try to politicize this court case and not like put the head in and do nothing.
Maybe you can describe some impressions from court, or what happened there.
We had our attorneys, and there was the judge and the prosecutor, and they were all like, these were the three parties. We were sitting next to the judge, and on the other side there was the prosecutor, and I don't know, I had a feeling he was mostly very bored and annoyed by the supporters in the courtroom. Yes, and the judge, I don't know, he was the fair one, I'd say, but it's still a judge who judged us for not doing anything wrong. Yeah.
So there was basically no kind of evidence against you, or did they say, okay, they found some traces of DNA somewhere, or what was their main evidence during the court case?
Yes, they took an incredible amount of measures to like get the DNA of everything that was in the house, like every footprint on every mattress, every bottle, the drinking and entrance and stuff. So like there was some evidence that some DNA of us was in there, but like every day people gave stuff to the people in the house. So there's actually not really an evidence, but like they were very convinced. And like some people, like some neighbors and like some cops claimed they saw people going over fences in the backyards. So it was very like few evidences, more like, yeah, they were convinced, but I don't...
Okay, sounds really crazy to me. I mean, but it's like, sadly, it's kind of the like reality nowadays. It seems to. Crazy shit. But I mean, there was also the moment when you read out your statement, and I guess it was kind of empowering moment.
Yeah, it was actually nice. I don't know. It was like my chance to say things they normally won't listen to. And now they had to listen to it, like the judge and the prosecutor. They couldn't get out of it and just needed to listen. And that was really good. And also having the supporters in the room who applauded after it was a good feeling. Yeah.
Actually, like the supporters caused a little rupture, so that was really nice. So the judge had to like, what's going on here? Please stop, blah, blah. That was like very nice. And like also very empowering was like we saw the owner of the house like in front. That was like for me like some kind of like personal revenge, because like you could look him in the eye and like he was stumbling about like all the questions from the attorneys, and he was like, yeah, like he was struggling. So that was nice.
Yeah, maybe we have to say that the house is still empty and it's rottening.
They were put stones in the windows completely in like two first floors.
So it's closed better. It's maybe not too easy to enter the house again, but still the house is empty and there's nothing happening apart this barricades they build it against potential users of the house. So maybe like, yeah, in the end, what's your kind of conclusion or something? I mean, occupation is still, it's like, from my point of view, it's one of the best like direct actions you can take to get in contact with the neighborhood, to build community and like to make problems in society more than visible and in a really direct way. So do you have some kind of conclusion afterwards, or do you have some personal statement?
Actually, yes. Like, I guess in the weeks before this occupation, definitely, like the months before that, I think there was, at least for me, there was like a general uncertainty if occupations are still possible, if it still has a value, or if it's not just like they evicted in a day and then it's over. But like for me, that was very empowering, that like the whole practice, like direct action of like to just squat the house has still a huge impact. Like you can defend it or like hold it for a few weeks at least, or like in Dresden actually the one house like it got just like legalized, like they defended it like not militantly, but they got the house. So like it can still succeed, and like I think it pinpoints like the problems of a neighborhood like perfectly, because everybody understands like having to pay rent is very much bullshit. So like everybody can get angry together if the house gets evicted, and that's like a very nice collective moment. So yes, I think more people should do it.
I think, yeah, the collective moments are the best you can get, and I have the feeling that the places where you have those moments are being taken more and more, and so I encourage to fight for these places and to not give up, because they are important. They are important to communicate, to get together. Yeah, I'd say fight for it and don't let it take it from you. Yes.
Is there something else you would like to add to our small conversation?
I think there's a lot more to say, but I cannot phrase it into some little words. Probably would take a lot of more time. Yeah.
I found one thing, maybe like actually I think a big point why it's so what was such a nice experience like to be in some sort of part like of this squatting movement was like yeah, you could maybe do the same effect with like different kind of politics. Like you can make a neighborhood assembly, like that was happening too, but like you could just do an everything assembly, you could do go from door to door, but like there's no comparable experience like doing some direct action, like just taking the room for you, or like taking the streets with your comrades and not like waiting for some reform or something. Like the relationships you build with your comrades and like your friends are, that's like the very big win from this action. Like just not just like we were in the ARD Tagesschau, like that was nice, but like it was very nice, like there, that's our friends for life, like, and like, yeah, that experience was really great. It was like a little bit of freedom for a short time. Yes.
Yeah, cool. It's also nice to know that after this occupation, there were several other occupations carried out in Leipzig. So maybe something will go on. And yeah, thanks a lot that you took the time to talk with me. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure talking to you too.
Thanks for the opportunity.